Then let's take a look at the healthcare initiative, this healthcare, the Obamacare. It's 2,700 pages because that's what $86 million worth of lobbying buys you. But the bottom line with it is that the service side of the bill is after 2012. The revenue side is on the front end of the bill. You look at the legislation that's supposed to be major legislation right now, and probably be the same thing if they pass cap and trade. It's going to be revenue between now and 2012, and the service side of it, the benefit side for Joe Q Public, so to speak, comes long after 2012, 2014, you know, and so on. Well, the thing here is that all of this legislation really is doing right now is it throws a few benefits out there. I mean, it helps the healthcare reform, helps a few kids, but mostly just helps people already have something, doesn't help anyone that doesn't have something. They're going to be filing for bankruptcy as they always were, and about 2 million families will take bankruptcy and lose their homes, you know, because of medical crisis issues, even with Obamacare being passed between now and 2014. But that's all beside the point. You see, that's all the distraction. What really matters is that they've created a huge cash funnel. What the elites are doing right now in order to fund all of their projects is that they are sucking the blood out of the middle class like there is no tomorrow. Where are the mortgage-paying jobs? You know, they're often, you know, going off into China. All of it right now is just pulling. Life is getting harder for the middle class than it ever has. The money doesn't go as far. It's just a huge wealth drain. And that's what I see going on. So,
right. So let me just make sure I understand what you're saying. What you're saying is that all this legislation is a smokescreen. It could have been health care. They could have picked some other issue. But the deal is it's a smokescreen to draw all the money in before 2012, and then no benefits till after 2012.
What does the legislation do? One, the nuts and bolts haven't changed. There's no reform of the insurance industry that's anything substantive, not until 2014. And by the way, that gives the Supreme Court plenty of time between to come down with a ruling that blows it all out of the water anyway. And, but in the meantime, the insurance companies, pharma, all of these guys, they've got a green light to absolutely bleed everyone dry between now and 2012. And people can take that saying, well, ha 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 ha, after 2012, it's our turn. Come 2014, there's a new sheriff in town. But in the meantime, they've got all the political they cover that they want to go out and do horrendous things. You know, on the eve of the bill passing, Anthem in California jacks up rates 37%. And other states, they do it. And you know, none of this is kicked back down the ladder at all. They got to keep those gains.
All right, but you see a connection.
Just a setup to milk the public.
So you see a connection between the healthcare legislation, the way it was constructed, a connection between that and 2012.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Now I understand that connection. Now here's the question:
financial siphon
on the other side of 2012. There will be some survivors if all the cataclysms happen that you think are going to happen. Mm-hmm. You also say there are going to be survivors. And then what will they do? Just say, well, we intended to provide this, but we can't because of the cataclysms. Is that the plan?
They could say that, but on the other hand, it gives them a perfect situation. What they've done now is they've created an expectation that the government's going to have a hand in health care. All right, and now I'm not going to criticize that. It might chap a few of your listeners out there, but I'm a single payer guy myself. All right, because I just don't think that you should profit from somebody being sick. I think it's sad that when some people have to die so that some executive can get multi-billion-dollar bonuses and fly in a Learjet.
Well, I do too, but let's stay focused on 2012.
So, you know, but this is just, it was all, what it did was, this legislation just was a heck of a sweet opportunity for the elites to just come in and just snag a fortune. And a lot of folks, there's this perception that the elites have got this master strategy plan and everything's going click, clock, click, clock, click, clock, click. No, it doesn't work that way. It's always, you know, it's always hurting cats.
All right, we have to step away for a break. We'll be back right after this, so don't go away. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. It may be of some interest. We're still broadcasting on television, but it may be of some interest to you, Marshall, to know that our internet connection, main internet connection, has been disconnected. Well, of course, that means as well, and I didn't think about it, that means as well that we lost our connection to Marshall. So, as we continue, we'll reestablish, connection as soon as we can. But, what this means, of course, is that, we must have said some things that somebody didn't like. Somebody decided that the connection had to be cut. Somebody decided that, Marshall, I guess, was getting way too close to, something they didn't want said. And so, they decided that, they would close the connection. Now, I'm not real sure. Kind of interesting. Can you hear that in the background? Listen. Now, what that is, that is not in this studio. You hear that noise in the background? Let me do it again. Oh, now that I mention it, it's gone. Yeah, well, let me say to those who are in charge of having caused this disruption, I know you're listening because I just heard you in the background. You're not very professional. Ah, how about that? We just heard your dial tone back there. Is that cool or what? Okay. Well, anyway, we've let me say this to those who have caused this disconnection. What you did is you put a gigantic highlighter above what Marshall just said. And people that had their doubts as to whether he was on track or not now know he was on track. Okay, so you're not very smart to have done this. You're not very smart at all. Furthermore, you're enemies of freedom. And that means that you are enemies of the Constitution of the United States of America. Now, every man and woman in uniform, whether it's police uniform or military uniform, has taken an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. You are a domestic enemy of the Constitution. Sooner or later, you will be routed out, and sooner or later, you will be arrested, and you will pay the price for being a traitor to the Constitution. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, as we continue with without the ability to reestablish contact with Marshall, well, let me see if we can. We'll give it a try. And there we go. Let's see what we get there. I don't think that's going to be complete. Let's try it again. As we try to reestablish contact, your little thing you did to cut us off is certainly something that has verified in the minds of people all around this planet that you don't want freedom, that you do not want freedom of speech, and that you, in fact, are an enemy of freedom of speech. Well, it looks to me as if we're not going to be able to make that contact with Marshall. It appears to me that we have been disconnected from the airwaves and from the internet. My apologies to our audience, my apologies to our listeners, but please take a big highlighter, a big yellow highlighter, put it over everything Marshall just said. If you had any doubts that Marshall was on track, now you've got to say he must have been right on target, because they cut him off. And not only did they cut Marshall off, what they did is they cut us off, making it impossible for this, what you're hearing right now is not getting out on the internet. And, you know, that's a shame. That is a huge shame. Now, I'm going to have to go back and reevaluate everything that I had thought about all of this. I had not made a connection at all in my mind between this healthcare legislation and 2012. I knew that you don't have you pay for a bunch of years and you don't have the benefits, and then after 2012 is when the benefits began to kick in. I knew about that. But I had not made a connection in my mind that this is global elite and that it's their plan to suck all of the money up before 2012, and then after 2012 they don't need to pay it back. They don't need to provide the benefits, because there will have been all these calamities and everything will be in disarray, and they can simply say, well, we're just not going to be able to do what we'd planned. We have to pick up and go a different direction here. I had not made that connection. And even as Marshall was talking about it, I had in my mind, I had some questions about whether, you know, yeah, I can see how there could be this connection, but, you know, I'm not sure. But when this happened, when it happened, when we were disconnected, right after him saying all of that, when that happened, all the lights went on, the bells and whistles went off, the sirens started, and now I know. And again, to those who are listening in illegally, you guys are really stupid. I mean, you really are stupid. What morons. When you do something like that, you have drawn attention to the fact that he told the truth. But we thank you for it. It's you think it's frustrating for us. You think that, boy, we really fixed that Kevin Smith show. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Believe me, what you just did is set your own rear on fire. Because this will go around the world. You are enemies of freedom. That makes you enemies of the people. And there's more people than there are you. Sooner or later, you will pay the price for that. Sooner or later, you will pay the price for serving your masters, who are enemies of freedom, enemies of the Constitution. Now, you may think you won't. And in fact, you may think, well, yeah, we may pay the price, but we're going to get you first, Smith. Well, you can. And thereby prove to the whole world that everything that was said here was true. And, you know, the idea that we're going to get you, Smith, hey, that doesn't scare me. But it will do great, huge damage to your cause. Of course, I know you're not smart enough to see that far ahead. You're not smart enough to figure that out. You're not smart enough to go get a real job in the real world. You have to work in the shadows and work for people that are quite definitely enemies of the United States of America. Even if your check says that it's from the federal government, even if you're getting a check, I don't know that you are, but even if you are getting a check from the federal government, you're working for someone who is an enemy of the United States of America. By doing what you're doing, you are enemies of the United States. And sooner or later, maybe not my lifetime, mine may be very short indeed, but sooner or later, you will pay the price. There will be a house cleaning. Drano will be poured down the drains, and all the crap, like you, is going to be burned out sooner or later. So my message to you would be that, you know, the smart thing for you guys to do is come on back to being Americans. Come on back to being pro-Constitution. If you are, then you are for freedom of speech, and you are for the Constitution. All right, let's see what we've got happening here, and who have I on the line? Hello? Well, that didn't work. Pardon me. Okay, it now appears that my tirade has assisted us in getting our internet connection back up. So let's try it again and see if we can get Mr. Masters back with us. And that's not going to work, so let's try this. And we'll see if we can get him back on the line with us here. That's not going to work. Let's try this line. And folks, just bear with me. We're going to get there. All right, we'll see what we've got. Perhaps we can get him back with us. But, you know, by cutting the internet service as they did, then, see, it's not going to do it. Well, let's try this other line. All right, we'll just try every phone system in the house till we reestablish contact with him.
Hello?
Marshall Masters.
Hey, what happened there, good buddy?
Well, you got too close to some things that the morons that sit in the shadows didn't want you to say, and they took our entire internet system down.
Oh, Lord.
But that's okay. What was very interesting, Marshall, you weren't there. We couldn't hear you. I couldn't call out, but I turned the volume up so the audience could hear it. You could hear someone moving around in the background. The phone tapper was stupid, left his line open, and we could hear whoever it was that had the phone tap. We could hear him moving around.
Yeah.
And but these morons are enemies of freedom. They're enemies of the Constitution. And, you know, sooner or later, people are going to have enough of this, and there's more people than there are these morons, and sooner or later there's going to be a house cleaning, and these people are going to get their due.
Well, I mean, eventually there is going to be a Nuremberg.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, there are crimes against humanity, and whoever was interfering with your show, I mean, you know, for those of us who've been in the business, we know when they're doing it. They can come in. To give your audience an idea, everyone thinks about you're hacking a site. Well, there's when you're doing that, you're coming in from the outside of the fort, so you're having to run the gambit and cross the moat and so forth. These guys don't have to do that. They have access to the inside of the data centers. There's no security issues for them. I mean, I worked on security for the internet with McAfee and other companies. When I had the computer business with Hewlett Packard, and I understand all of the everything that happens basically on the other side of your cable modem.
Mm-hmm.
And their access, they come right in to the service centers. A lot of folks don't understand is that service centers are required to have what's called sniffers. And the sniffers are operated by the government. That's how they actually go through and they're tracking everybody's dialogues, their conversations. And law enforcement uses them. But the guys that are doing this stuff can get access to that as well. And that's what they use it for. And they'll come in through the back door sometimes they're elegant in the way they interfere with your sites, very surgical. They'll go in, take out some specific files, break links, that kind of stuff, general mischief. But other times they can just drop you down on your knees with something, and that's just, you know, that's the way the game's played. So, yeah.
But you know what happens?
This is the life we chose.
Yeah, well, what happens is when these idiots do this, these enemies of freedom, when they do this, it's just like they took a big, giant yellow highlighter and put it over everything that you've just been saying.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't like what you've been saying. You're getting too close to the truth for them. And so they do this because they think that's going to help them. Well, it would, except people like me are going to point out, folks, notice this. Notice what Marshall just said that they didn't want you to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Remember it, mm-hmm. And even if you had questions in your mind, and you were saying, well, I don't know about all this, now you know. Now you know. These idiots painted it for you and said, pay attention to this. That wasn't their intention, but that's what they got.
It's what they do. But, you know, what I want your listeners to understand is that you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, you know, and I look at all this thing. It's like reading a Louis L'Amour Western,
mm-hmm.
And they're fun to read. Great distraction. The bad guys always wear the black hats. The good guys always wear the white hats. And at the end, they always kiss their horse and ride off into the sunset. And the thing is that you see the black hats, and those are the guys that just dropped your show on its knees. But the guys with the white hats, they're the ones that actually a lot of the times inspire me. These are people in government that really do give a damn. They got into government to be in the service to others. And they're unsung heroes. I see these guys, and I see how agonized they get. They come across this information. They want to blow the whistle. And, you know, there's times when they come my way, I'll be honest with you, Kevin, I tell them, don't do it. Don't go public, because the minute you go public, you're going to know, you know what you're going to do is you're going to be telling me the same thing I hear from everyone like you. You're going to say, now I know how Noah felt. People are going to laugh at you, mock at you, ridicule you. And what are you going to get a thanks for that? You're going to lose your career. You're going to lose your marriage. You're going to lose your health. You're going to lose everything. You're going to take it up the kazoo because you're going to wind up being the only turkey at the turkey shoot. And you're going to be painted with a nice big target, and the drunk sons of guns that are going at you are going to be sitting there with a Mod Deuce and all the ammo they want.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. So what I tell them is, look, don't go out and take these guys head on. What you do, though, is you go at their greatest, deepest, most secret fear. They know one day, if their conquest doesn't work right, there will be a comeuppance. All right? No different than what the Nazis had at Nuremberg. There will be a Nuremberg for these, and these are crimes against humanity. Let's not mince words here.